How many websites do you use to get your daily dose of wrestling news and views? 3, 4, 5 or more? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1 by going to WrestleChat.net. Franklin Daniel and his staff bring you the most comprehensive wrestling headlines all day, every day. Plus, WrestleChat brings you informative and entertaining podcasts like the Still Real to Us Show, the Bauer Show Podcast, and the North American Wrestling Connection each and every week. For up-to-date wrestling news and insightful wrestling views, there's only one site to turn to, and that's WrestleChat.net, your pro wrestling news source. The following program is a CLW83.com production. For 7 years.
7 years.
300 episodes and counting.
300 episodes.
The North American Wrestling Connection.
The NAWC.
Professional wrestling's recognized leader in talk entertainment. And now, WrestleChat.net, the freaking awesome network, and CLW83.com present the North American Wrestling Connection, your home for informative and entertaining wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned this week by the following.
Just like at SummerSlam, Lesnar establishing dominance. Lesnar establishing dominance from the get-go. And just like that, flooring Cena. How do you stop the beast?
It just had to be said. And it's rather topical, given that Jendy Taratovsky is looking to do a Popeye animated cartoon for 2016?
Yeah, 2016. Yeah.
Okay, wrong show, but I've seen the test footage, and he gets it. So, ladies and gentlemen, please, settle in. I promise we will talk about a different kind of cartoon during this show. Better known as the North American Wrestling Connection, my name is Nikki Heyman. And who do I have at the table tonight? Ah, yes, somebody who was sniggering a bit at the at Mr. Williams' brilliant tribute, and that would be Jason Block.
Yeah, it's just funny because I could see Cena being Popeye, because he is Popeye. I don't know, it's not the spinach that gets him, I don't know what it is, but, you know. There you go.
And somebody who might, I don't know if he completely got the reference, but let's check from the other side of the planet and Bad News Beeman.
Oh, yes, and like you, Jason, I'm afraid I've got some bad news. I have a feeling there's going to be a live Popeye movie being made, and John Cena's going to be made the main star. Jesus Christ. No, but that was a really good opening.
Can we get Bull Dempsey to play Brutus?
Oh, God.
Anyway.
If not, I heard Brutus Clay's looking for work. Sorry.
Oh, wow! Actually, nice!
He found work. Now he's just looking for a paycheck. Anyway, joining us briefly at the table is our chief high muckety muck, Carl Schneer.
I guess that makes Nikki olive oil. I don't know.
I'm not that skinny.
Talking about Bella.
If not her, would Charlotte, could Charlotte do, pass herself off as a brunette?
I was thinking more on the lines of Renee Young, but that's just me.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. So, I understand that I might be the only person sitting here who actually saw Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the highlights, but I did not see it live because I was out to dinner with the lovely and talented Mr. Block on his 81st birthday, but yes.
Football here.
Shano?
Like Jason, I caught the highlights, but I have read it over, yes.
And I've been reading around a little bit because now that we are formally into football season, obviously WWE is going to do their best to try to put their good stuff in at the right place. This is probably the most blatant that they've ever done this. Where essentially John Cena assaulted my dear Uncle Paul, dragged him backstage, threw him in a locker room, closed the door, and told him he had until halftime to produce Brock and to make sure that my dear Uncle Paul couldn't find a place with proper reception. John Cena took a moment to inquire to the great Khali, whose great power of standing still and looking intimidating came in handy. And we discovered that John Cena does not only speak luchador, he speaks Punjabi. And I swear that's been established someplace. So, needless to say, they were deliberately holding off the Cena-Lesnar confrontation that you heard in the intro until halftime. Now, I haven't watched Raw as long as anybody else here, so I gotta ask, have they ever been this blatant?
No, at least as far as I know. I mean, Carl, you can remember there was one time they said they parodied a Monday Night Football advertisement in the early 2000s.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, I just forget off the top of my head who was the lady that McMahon had with him.
I think it was Trish.
It might have been. I don't remember offhand.
It was Shelton Benjamin and Trish Stratus, I believe. And Vince interrupted. But this is the most blatant that I've seen. I mean, just literally saying, you know, because Raw doesn't have a halftime. Raw doesn't have an intermission. Unless you count the Divas matches.
No, but that's bathroom breaks.
Yeah.
It's called desperation.
Admitted, because the ratings are were dipping down as we are, even though we're closing in on a pay-per-view. First of all, there was a damn good football game on, and I'm sorry I missed it. But there was a lot of wheel spinning leading into our pay-per-view. It's like they ran out of ideas, so we're just going to toss a couple of things out. One of the major complaints I got was seeing that since they gave us Reigns and Rollins on free TV, even though they had a pay-per-view match coming up, a few people weren't too keen on this idea.
That, again, Carl, that's desperation too, don't you think?
Yeah, they're trying to do anything right now to try to boost up ratings.
Come on, they're even going a bit more like over the top with PG and looking like there's sexual tension between AJ Lee and Paige. Jesus Christ! Like, come, they're doing everything. I mean, they're even pushing the PG bar a little bit here.
And they're, you know, like I said, the attempt to set up their you know, pardon the term, money-making segment for halftime, not knowing when halftime was going to happen, threw the whole show out of whack. The Mark Henry Salute to America thing should not have been the main. They could have run that at halftime, because what they followed it up with, they lost everybody they were going to gain anyway. They followed it up with a Naomi Cameron match where somewhere Stone Cold Steve Austin put his fist through a television.
Oh, okay. Now, I'm not a wrestler, right?
Right.
Nikki, you're a manager, I'm an announcer, right?
Right.
As far as I remember, you have to make it count when the person's shoulders are on the back, right? Shoulders are on the mat, right?
Yes, both shoulders must be on the mat for a pinfall to count.
Would you fucking tell that to Cameron, please? Seriously?
Well, given that she's been there, what, 3 years? I'd think she would know that by now. And I, you know, at that point, I would have even given grand permission for Stone Cold Steve Austin to go out there, pick her up, and carry her out of the bloody arena.
I would have been happy if Triple H said, no, bye, see ya, you're done. Do it on live TV, you know, seriously.
Do that on your Monday night show. I would have fired her. I would have shoot fired her.
So what'd she do?
She did a split pin like Naomi does sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But Naomi was face down. And then she ordered the ref to count it. You can hear this on the show audio.
Yeah, I would have fired her too.
No. Not to play advocate here, but here's the thing. Do we know whether this was a legit thing from Cameron where she's like legit stuffed up, or is this just to, like, you know, play off more of her being a complete ditz?
Even ditzes, even Maria, if you're gonna use ditz, even Maria freaking Kanellis knew to put people's shoulders to the mat.
Her current career notwithstanding, she's actually a lot better than when she was in the Fed.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying,
Maria played a bubble brain. She was a ditz of ditzes until the trial of Eric Bischoff. And
I still got that somewhere.
So, I'm sorry. That is inexcusable. That is completely and utterly inexcusable. And I hope they take her. If they're not going to fire her, she should not be on TV. She needs to go back down to NXT. Give me Bailey.
But you know why they haven't done nothing. Total Divas.
But here's the thing. Like, Summer Rae and that are on friggin' Total Divas. Even she's not getting bloody airtime. Like, so it's like, just chat.
Well, she is out shooting a movie right now, I think.
Who? Summer Rae?
Or she did.
She did shoot a movie.
Yeah, with Miz.
So she should be back. So let me have Summer Rae, and they can take Cameron and go repackage her.
Well, don't send her down to NXT, for God's sakes. Like, the women there can actually wrestle.
That's the point. I want them to teach her again.
Well, here's the thing. Well, you think it's time for, like, Charlotte and Bayley to come up to the main?
I don't want to ruin any of the good synergy that's going on with the Divas division down there, because when they come up, you know what they're going to have to do? They're going to have to deal with the Bellas, because, well, Pickhams are later, but, you know, I might have telegraphed something there. I don't care. The Bellas are, you know, pretty much the, when it comes to the rest diva wrestlers on TV. Naomi is the better athlete. Natalya is second generation. and neither one of them can get airtime. Come on, man. And AJ, you know, AJ's just in a really bad spot because they, you know, every time she comes out, everybody just wants to see her husband.
Pay attention to me!
Yeah.
And really, to me, she's going to be gone before we know it anyway, so.
Thus why I think a lot of people are going to go the same direction I am when we get to Pick'ems. It is to the point, though, that NXT is the better show.
It is.
NXT is the best show on the WWE roster, period.
Everything right now.
And they are getting the accolades for this. There's a bunch of IWCers who are probably whining and crying because they heard the 2K15 is getting pushed back. Some of them are going to point their fingers at Punk. Oh, you just want your royalties. He just kind of shrugs at you and.
All right, fuck you.
No, he doesn't care. He's not part of this equation.
And may I steal a little bit of Jason's thunder right quick?
Go for it.
Our good buddy Brian Henniger kind of discussed this little issue last week on Pixel Nation of why this was delayed. All about coding and having to change stuff to make sure there's no bugs in the game.
And also to make sure there's some seamless DLC, or at least this is the speculation, that NXT will be a part of 2K15.
In some
Hello.
Way.
Yes.
In some shape or form. There's going to be an announcement on Monday about it. You were going to say, Jason?
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I love also the fact that they are pushing NXT so hard, and rightfully so. But here's the problem. It's the pushing it so much, but you don't want to abuse it to the point of, you know, making NXT not good. But when you have, as they showed this week, five of the greatest talents in the entire wrestling industry in one camp in a set of photos, you really can't fuck it up, really.
And it's just a matter that, you know, the IWC says, oh, WWE's going to try. But this isn't Vince's baby. This is Hunter's. And Hunter understands.
You run it like the old days, but under the WWE banner.
Yeah. And, yeah, if you had told anybody, I'll just go around the table real quick, and I'll start with Shane. If I told you 3 years ago that Generico, Kenta, Pac, Prince Devitt, and Killsteen Kill would all be under the same roof, what would you have told me?
Bullshit!
Thank you. Jason, same question.
I was going to say, am I watching Ring of Honor?
That's the other answer I was expecting. Carl?
We would have canceled this show. No, the real answer is, well, is this really Ring of Honor version 2.0?
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about this. If you told me, you give me these five names, I would say there is no way that the Fed wouldn't touch Generico because he's just not, you know. I would think he's not marketable. Kenta, I would think, would be making so much money in Japan he wouldn't want to leave. Devitt doesn't come across as PG to me, but I've only seen pictures. Steen's perfect. I'm surprised he didn't get in there sooner. And Pac, that's a coin flip. But all five of them are there. And boom goes the internet.
Yes, boom.
Pretty much.
Excuse me. Boom goes the internet because you've got five. By the way, Steen looks like incredible. Have you seen how good he looks, Steen, right now?
Yeah.
He looks like he dropped 30 pounds or at least put the pounds that he had on all in muscle.
I can tell they put a little bit of pressure on him to say maybe drop a little bit of weight.
And he had dropped some weight before he came up. I saw him in Hopkins, one of his last three shows. He looked really good. So, and now that he's at a performance center where he's not traveling, where he can concentrate on getting his body in shape, where he's not wasting time driving 6-7 hours to the next gig, where he can go home and sleep in his own bed at night. This article that WWE.com put up is excellent, where you get to pick all their brains and they give you some perspectives. In fact, Steen tells an awesome story that he used to, whenever WWE came to Montreal, he would take his son to the show. And his son would go, "Daddy, why aren't you wrestling on the show?" And he says, "Because I don't work for the WWE. You can come watch me wrestle in front of 200 people." And when the invite came through, he went back to his son and he says, I might be able to work for the WWE. Are you okay with this?" "Well, yeah." "Okay, you realize that means we're going to have to move. You're going to have to change schools and you're going to have to get used to a whole new neighborhood. But are you going to get to wrestle John Cena?"
And then he'd be like, "Danny, I want to wrestle him too."
But see, that's the thing. You have got, I mean, and eventually this is not going to pay off now.
No.
We're talking 2015, 16, 17. You know.
No, let it play itself out.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is all, give it its time to play out. But Zane had an interesting point. Let me see if I can find it. Where he said, you know, they touched on, actually, I'm going to find Steen's line on this.
While you do that, I'm looking for that article right now.
Oh, where is it? Steen made a comment. You know how the IWC whines every time an indie darling gets signed?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I need to find this line from Steen. Steen addresses this, and Zane had something to say about it too. But Steen said,
"Oh, here we go. Got it."
Okay. Let's see. The comment was, "It's amazing how the wrestling scene repairs itself. One of the early criticisms of the Performance Center was that WWE was killing the indie scene by signing all the top stars." Steen interrupts the interviewer. "I disagree. It all goes back to passion and love for wrestling. When I, Kevin, saw Adam Cole, I was like, I want to help this guy because he has a good attitude and he's great. It was the same thing with Daniel Bryan, Cesaro, and Rollins. Before they left, they did everything they could to help the guys they liked. The scene repairs itself. But anybody who complains that WWE is killing the indie scene is ridiculous."
Whoa! That's a big old fuck you to the number threes, isn't it?
It is. This is essentially, look, part of your doing business on the way out is to make some guys to take your place. That is why when you leave a league, you go out on your back. You made somebody look good. You made somebody that'll be able to take your place. And these guys started dropping names. Now, that I'm going to need a minute to find, too. They were dropping names, and actually, this was the best. This was another good line. This is from Neville, and I'll even try to do the accent. "I think wrestling and wrestler used to be dirty words. That's turned around. We're all here to say it's not a dirty word. In fact, it's a beautiful word. This is all we've ever wanted. And if you're on the roster, and maybe you're a little complacent, if you've lost that fire, that's fine. But just know we're coming. We're going to be on your heels. We're coming."
And there's a lot of people who should be scared.
Yes.
For these five.
Yes.
And I see a quote from, see a quote about the, go to sleep here. On page two.
Oh, yeah, yeah, this is great. He goes, they asked, Sami Zayn asked, how long have you been wrestling? And they asked Kenta. I'm not going to call him a Tommy yet. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Kenta.
14 years. Okay. And, he goes, WWE was a big risk for you, and Neville asked. And he says, yeah, everything changed. And says, why did you leave Japan for WWE? I wanted more. I wanted to be famous. I wanted to prove to myself. Steen says, did you always want to come to WWE? Because things are different in Japan. When I started, I didn't think about WWE, but my dream became bigger and bigger. Steen said, maybe you also came to the WWE to take back the GTS.
And he said, I hope so.
CM Punk read this interview and said,
all right, fuck you.
Yeah, even if he knows he stole it from Kenta.
He actually asked, if I remember correctly.
But if I were them, I would actually have him do it and just say, this is the originator of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just to throw the F you to Punk.
Trying to find where... There was actually a part of the article where they were dropping names about guys that they would love to see come up, because Zayn made the comment, you know, we were the ones that idolized Jericho and Malenko and those guys, and the Guerrero.
Oh, here it is. I got it.
Okay.
I got it. Are there guys that you can see taking your place in 5 years? Zayn says, absolutely, yeah. I think Adam Cole will be here eventually. I'm a big advocate of his. I'm a huge Kenny Omega fan. I'm a huge fan of Japanese wrestler named Kota Ibushi. I asked Itami Kenta when he got here, who else do you think would be good from the WWE from Japan? And the first person he said was Ibushi. The Young Bucks. Hello. Yes, by the way. Okay. They have a family life and a good thing going. So I don't know if now's the time for them, but they are phenomenal. Kyle O'Reilly even eventually. Steen says Johnny Gargano. That's the Dragon Gate champion, for those who don't know.
And is also a guy who wrestled down in the tri-state area. He'd showed up at a couple of Lucha Core shows. I know who this guy is.
And then he mentions Joe and Styles and Daniels.
Yes.
Well, and rightfully so. Zayn worked with all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the door is open. And, yeah, the generation, you know, for, you know, every 5 or 6 years, the whole thing turns over again. And these guys, you know, these guys are going to have led the way for a new generation in the indie scene that hopefully, you know, that will still sustain itself despite all the whining and crying and bitching at the number threes in the IWC in general. Yeah. But it just, it's mind-blowing. It really is mind-blowing.
And by the way, that's on page 5 of the article for those wondering.
What's that?
What we just read about naming other names and all.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, this article is very important because I think Joey Styles is the head of the web division.
Yeah, he still is.
Okay. So you got Joey Styles campaigning for the indie scene. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got, and again, you're talking people, when you're naming people like Gargano and the Young Bucks and Kyle O'Reilly and all that stuff, that's as big as CM Punk saying, hey, Colt Cabana, how are you? I'm not kidding.
No, it's the same idea. It's the same idea. As Zayn had said, you know, these guys, Gargano, the Bucks, Kyle O'Reilly, etc., stepping into the spots that they left behind. It's funny because he and the guys that in these five were the ones that stepped in the spots left behind by Daniel Bryan, by Low Ki, by Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels. when we were breaking into the indies, those were the guys we looked up to. Then they started making their way out, and we stepped into those spots. And before you know it, we were some kind of indie legends. To which Neville's like, indie legends? Yes, Pac, you were an indie legend.
So are plenty other people.
So, yay.
And pretty much in 5 years, they'll be waiting for the keys to drop.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and, there is a tweet that the WWE talking about this, okay, from WrestleChat.net, that literally, there was a, WWE released a cryptic message on Friday tweezing a next generation for Monday's Raw.
Yep. That's what I'm thinking. That's the, they're going to talk about NXT DLC for 2K15.
Yep.
I really think that's what they're going to be talking about.
And by the way, people actually watch Raw this week, and because the Monday Night Football game is going to suck.
So,
watch it, people. So,
yeah. Although, speaking of spaces left open, and one of the people that Zane had on his list, Jericho will be stepping away from the wrestling ring soon enough, because October 14th is the release date for The Best of the World and What I Have No Idea, Jericho's third book.
Which takes us from 2005 to now, I'm guessing.
No, I think it's after 2008, because I thought Undisputed covered the Savas campaign.
Oh yeah, yes, right up until he comes back to set that time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So idea. Here we go. It's on Amazon.com. October 14th, you mentioned, right?
Yes.
There you go. Boom.
So. Jason, please mark on your calendar the 14th and the 16th.
Oh.
Well, Carl Place, New York, I don't know where that is.
That's Long Island.
Okay. And if you don't want to go there, you can go to Staten Island on the 16th.
Ooh, that I could do.
And you can meet up with the guy in the cardboard box, perhaps.
And we need to tell our other tech that... That Y2J will be in Ridgewood on the 15th.
Yes. That's in Jersey. But there's also a couple of other spots that he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's going to be down in Texas, so Typho, go see him. He's going to be in Tampa, so Waters, if you can make the drive. Why aren't you coming to Minnesota? It isn't snowing yet.
Well, I guess he's got the tour, which he's doing as well.
Well, yeah, he's touring with Fozzy right now, too, because I saw a tweet recently that they were in Fort Wayne? Anyway.
I'm checking right now.
Yeah, like I said, he's back on the media.
You know, he was in Tempe, Arizona last night. He's in San Antonio, Texas tonight, actually.
Ooh.
Okay.
And he's actually going to be in Shreveport tomorrow night, so he's taking the bus there.
I'm not going 6 hours up there.
And then probably he's taking a couple of days off for Nashville and Raw to finish up.
Yeah.
And then he's got his tour actually runs just before a couple of days before his book tour. Actually.
Okay.
His rock tour ends the October 12th to promote Do You Want to Start a War? So, check him out. It's a really good show. Really good show. FozzyRock.com for all the ticket info. So,
yes. Do go see his show. I will vouch for this. Seeing him out here was awesome. And I also want to thank him for giving me the longest hashtag I have ever seen.
I wish we can get stuff like this around here more often.
Hashtag, do you know how much it would cost to dress us up like animals?
Hashtag, why are we so much big doofuses?
5 of the best rock and roll doofuses you will ever meet.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because I didn't just go there for Jericho. The rest of the guys are just as goofy. 90% of the guys that were in the VIP line were for Jericho, but I did not bring Jericho merch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just to let you know, this is just for you. Little BS Big Show news. Jameis Winston is now suspended for the entire game on Saturday.
Oh, boy. Upset alert. Sorry.
For the incident we talked about off air.
Good.
Upset alert is in place now, though.
As a Florida State alumnus, just sidetracking for a moment, good. Jameis Winston needs to be slapped around a bit.
Yep, he needs to. Yeah, he needs a little growing up. Anyway,
back on the table here. Here we go.
Okay, back over here. Speaking of benched, let's take a look at the latest medical reports.
You got a bunch of files I sent you over.
Yeah. The biggest scare was that Ric Flair was out for some minor surgeries.
He had 3 of them.
And I don't have the specifics. What did they do to him? Were they just looking for blood in his alcohol stream?
Oh.
Actually, no. What happened was is that for some reason he wasn't feeling very well. And they checked him out, and they put him in a hospital in Atlanta, and they did 3 minor procedures. I don't know exactly what they were. We don't know what they were. But he is going to come back, hopefully. But look, look, Rick, get well. I mean, Rick's not a healthy guy. No offense. He's
Rick's not a spring chicken either.
He's close to 70 now, right?
Mid-60s.
Yeah, so, I mean, but he looks 80.
Matter of fact, 65.
He's 60.
Okay, dude, Rick, 65 means you can retire. Usually.
Usually, but, no, Rick is going to do one of 2 things. I don't wish it for nothing, but you know he's the old school guy. He's going to do it as long as he can.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Saying.
Yeah.
No. And who am I to say? Although sometimes that mentality can go the wrong way. As we'd also heard that Santino Marella had suddenly retired a couple of months ago due to neck issues. Well, he went under the knife, and apparently they found quite a bit back there and put him back together. He is considering coming back to the ring.
Bad idea.
I would like Santino to come back in a non-wrestling role. I don't think his shtick is funny enough to stay on as commentary. But I would love to have him, say, as a male valet. Maybe take the Brad Maddox role. It'd be just hilarious watching the Doc and Kane pushing Santino around.
You know what would be a great place for him? No joke. Mm. You put him on the JBL and Cole show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Foreign Exchange, he did his own show, Foreign Exchange, and I think, you know, him jumping in the middle of everything in there would be funny.
Right, exactly. I mean, because for those who don't know, JBL and Cole is where show the JBL, not Cole show, is where all the doofus that you really don't get a lot of the people to see gets shown. And there's some very, very, very funny stuff there that you don't get to see.
And the speculation is the only reason that that stuff even exists is because Vince still doesn't understand the internet. But seriously, as we know, Shane, if you're still with us, that this is where the Bad News Barrett stuff started.
Oh, indeed. And actually, Wade Barrett Bad News Barrett was actually asked in a recent interview which he prefers now. Does he like Wade Barrett or does he prefer Bad News Barrett? And he openly said Bad News Barrett. He said he liked what he did as Wade Barrett, but Bad News Barrett is who he is. He understands some people aren't happy about that, but they're just going to have to deal with it.
So, to those who disapprove, I'm afraid I've got some bad news. Deal with it.
Me and Bad News Barrett are going to have to start asking for some royalties here. Our stuff's getting stolen, damn.
Honestly, give me Warehouse any day over GBO.
Oh, no, Warehouse is an excellent show, too. They did a totally 90s edition.
Loved it.
Oh, that was hilarious.
And that damn set still worked.
For the most part. And Joey Styles rocking Zubas and a neon green fanny pack for the win. For the win, ladies and gentlemen. Joey Styles rocking Zubas and a neon green fanny pack.
Yes, they had the blimp. They had the fanny pack. They had the neon set. It was really good. Good stuff. So, but again, see, the WWE is doing a lot of stuff under the radar. They're talking about, we're talking about Raw, SmackDown, Main Event, Superstars. NXT is that show. You know, getting back to what we're talking
about. Speaking of going under the radar.
No, just hacking into the system. Hey, Stat Boy.
Ah, dag nabbit work. Can you guys hear me at least?
Yes.
Good, good. All right, give me just a moment here so I can wrap this up real quick, and then I'll be ready to go for the pick'ems.
Okay, then we've only got a couple more things to talk about. So.
Back to where we're...
Okay, so what have you talked about? The no good, very bad, most completely horrible week?
We talked about the shoehorning of halftime into Raw and how that threw the pace of the show completely off kilter, and how this was probably the most blatant Monday night football reference that we've seen on the show since the parody intro they did with Shelton Benjamin and Trish Stratus.
I remember that.
And after we're done taping here, I'm going to go look it up. Anyway,
yes, I remember that. It was from like 06, I think.
05, 06, somewhere in
yeah.
there.
Right before Trish retired.
It was during when TL did the spot on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Mm.
So
it was 2005.
Okay.
We were also extolling the NXT 5.
Yes, Zayn, Tommy, Steen, Devitt, and Neville.
Yeah. And there's an awesome article on WWE.com where they sat down and talked to these guys.
Yeah, namely three of them, because Neville didn't have much to say to Tommy. While his English is getting better, it's still somewhat limited.
Zayn did most of the talking.
Zayn did most of the talking. Neville did quite a bit of talking. It was Devitt who was a little quiet. Steen spoke up from time to time, but Steen was the one who put the middle finger to the crowd saying, us leaving the indies and the WWE opening the Performance Center is not going to kill the indies. Shut up, number three.
Yeah. Mainly because I think Steen kind of just name-dropped a crap ton of performers.
We talked about that, too.
Yeah, we discussed that, the fact that they were talking about Gargano, the Bucks,
mm-hmm.
Kyle O'Reilly.
Kota Ibushi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And somewhere Joey Styles is transcribing this going, oh my God, I'm going to get away with this.
mm-hmm.
We mentioned that Chris Jericho still doesn't sleep. He's going to finish up his WWE obligations, then his Fozzy obligations, and then he's going to go promote his new book.
Jesus.
So I want to know when Chris Jericho sleeps.
He doesn't.
He waits.
Mm-hmm.
And also remember, he also has the Podcast One.
Yep.
Okay, and he also has a podcast. He has, he's happily married. He's got three kids.
Mm-hmm.
When
he's
do
got,
you?
He's got the portrait in the basement. That's the deal. If you know the reference.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but a certain song comes to mind of "Don't You Wish You Were Me."
With Enraged Raspberry. Is that the one you're talking about?
The one that he sang to Shelton Benjamin during their feud of "Don't You Wish You,
wish
you
Were Me, King of
With
All."
With Enraged Raspberry.
No, stop that! Not the commercial. And everybody remembers the John Cena one's better. And screw Stinger, they brought back Surge. If anybody wants to get me something for Christmas, see if they'll restock.
They're already sold out.
Yep.
Twice. Twice, my good man.
Longer.
Good God!
I got it set to let me know by email when it's back in stock.
If that's it, anybody wants to get me that for Christmas, let me know.
Well, if it's stayed for that long, yeah.
I'm just saying, that's, you know.
But since it's in a can, it probably will be.
It should be fine. It's, and for me, it was going to be a special occasion drink anyway, because that shit's really bad for you.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember it.
I go back to a 12 and a 13-year-old version of me with that.
This was how I... That got me through my overnights when I worked for an answering service. And it got me through a lot of boring nights at the college anyway.
Yeah, now we're relying on Mountain Dew.
Diet Dew. Mm. Although, admittedly, half diet, half Baja equals Surge.
Mm.
It's the same. It's the right color. And the flavor's not too far off that I recall.
The problem is, though, one's Pepsi, one's Coke.
Admit it. So it just depends on your brand loyalty.
Mm-hmm. All right,
but
so...
Since they won't make Surge on a regular basis. Blah, 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 blah,
well, let's get back on track real quick.
Unless you go to Sweden.
Actually, you can order the syrup and make your own, I think.
Yeah, all right. So I've got here 8 matches, 11 points total. Okay, so everything's ready to go there.
Okay. Well, before we begin with the pick'ems, I would like to take a moment because I still have to talk. I still have to have my mandatory moments of discussing TNA.
Right, and also, yeah, I've definitely got something to plug-ish tonight.
Okay. Needless to say, we joked before the show about this. TNA did their recent tapings in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and apparently they still have not learned their lesson and brought in yet another WWE guy.
God damn it, Tyrone. Or Tyrese.
Yeah, he is under Tyrese. There was a Funkasaurus sighting in the six-sided ring.
Yeah.
Now that he's found work, he's looking for a paycheck.
Hello!
So... a guy who didn't want to leave the company in the lurch, Bully Ray went ahead and signed for 2 more dates to go ahead and fill out some obligations. I hope you got your money up front, man.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they learned something. They put the TNA title on Bobby Roode. Maybe that's why he didn't leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put the Knockouts belt on Taryn Terrell?
Yeah, from Havoc, I think.
It was in a triple
threat. It isn't like Taryn's that terrible anymore, though. She's actually improved.
It was in a triple threat match of Taryn Terrell versus Gail Kim versus Havoc.
So,
and also one of the things they did was Team 3D versus the Hardys versus the Wolves. Davey Richards is now cleared to wrestle after his leg injury. In the Full Metal Mayhem match, which is basically their version of the TLC. Mm-hmm. So
it always was, yeah.
So they're closing that out, and I believe Bully's last date after that is going to be the Bound for Glory in Tokyo next month.
And then who knows?
Then who knows?
Well, those are his dates, and I have a funny feeling that he's probably already been on the phone up north just to see if he can come home.
Mm-hmm.
You have to
get much like a certain screw your boobs that'll never get back.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It depends on how much more wrestling that Hunter and Vince want to do over this. And frankly, they've got a perfect storyline to throw Angle in for, and that's, you know, to put him up against Rusev.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep. And Statboy, you will appreciate this as a moderator of the Freakin' Awesome Network.
Yeah, what up?
My new signature.
I will screw up the entire pay-per-view.
Oh.
Oh, you didn't
give
see
me a second. My mouse is still a little bit fritzy. The DPI is starting to die, starting to jitter badly. So yeah.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get it fixed, but I might have to use my old G500.
Let me help you out here. For those who, you know, it's a Smash Brothers joke that somebody made for me.
Oh.
Goofus!
Two weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
I got my, actually, I got both copies pre-ordered, so there you go.
And as for me, yeah, it is 2 weeks from tonight, and I am looking at picking it up at Walmart, provided I actually have the money to do so, because I lost quite a bit last weekend. That part will be kind of what leads to my plugging tonight.
Okie dokie.
Some of you might already know what's going on.
All right, we'll talk about that later.
Right.
Let's talk about better things. Let's go to something a little cheaper. Let's talk some $9.99 and this coming Sunday.
All right. Oh, so we're on the air. Whoopsie.
No, it's okay.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Oh, let me. Oh, Carl, if you also could bring Brian in too for pictures as well.
Is he home?
I believe he is. Yes.
All right.
And I understand that a wild
Chris Waters is here. Oh, no, he's busy. Okay, he's busy. He's busy. I just talked to him. Okay. So just, okay, do that. So let's get to it, Josh.
All right.
Hey, Chris.
Oh, hey, Chris. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here is the WWE night of... Wait, there's a pay-per-view going on this Sunday? Oh, crap! Apparently there is. Night of Champions, Sunday night. 8 o'clock Eastern, only on the Superstation TBS. Wait, wrong show!
Stop
wrong
that!
Channel. Only on the WWE Network for $9.99.
Besides, if it was on TBS, it would be 8:05, remember?
TBS time, I forgot all about it.
Yeah.
Alright, 8 matches, 11 points possible, including the wild card, of course. And let's get to that first match. Pretty much I just kind of threw this up as Wikipedia, you know, the all-trustful Wikipedia, posted it. Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, who wins?
Well, you're going that big?
It's just how it's posted on Wikipedia, so don't shoot me. I just threw this together at the last moment.
Okay.
Jason?
I am calling my wild card right here.
Ooh, okay. Sexy.
This match does not happen. The match that will happen is Roman Reigns versus Dean Ambrose versus Seth Rollins, with Dean Ambrose winning.
Oh, wow, that's definitely a make your mark move.
He partially stole my thunder.
Damn it. Shit. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm not that ambitious. I'm calling Rollins is going to win. And then...
I will screw up the entire pay-per-view!
Okay.
Rollins wins. Ambrose crashes it afterwards. I will be very specific. It's not going to hurt Roman Reigns in the long run because Rollins, it would be slightly up on the card anyway, being Mr. Money in the Bank. I am okay with Roman losing at this pay-per-view. I don't have to like it, but I understand it.
Okay.
Chris?
Yeah, I'm pretty much in the same, but because they've made Roman look strong, especially since the fact that they actually had this match on Monday, from what I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking Rollins gets the win, and then Mr. Dino Machino goes happy scary on Seth.
So is that your wild card as well?
No, it is not my wild card. I have a special thing for my wild card later.
Okay, and I would take, Nikki, that is yours then, right?
Yes, that is mine. Ambrose is going to crash after the match. Happy scary Dean, happy scary Dean, happy scary Dean. Anyway, hi.
I'll make you into a stew.
Carl.
My. Give me Rollins.
Shano?
I'm going to go on different route here. I'm going to say Reigns for the win, and it's going to be off a Dean Ambrose return distraction. So it might make Rollins look weak then.
Hmm.
And Steph.
I'm all wild cards, so don't you dare.
Right. And as for me, I'm going to pick Rollins as well. Reigns, you won't be able to hurt too badly because this seems to be just a circle. And yes, I wouldn't be surprised if Ambrose crashes the party, but I wouldn't be surprised if Ambrose comes back Monday night. And now to the match that should be the easiest to pick out of everything here. Chris Jericho, Randy Orton. Who wins?
Hands up. Is anybody rooting for Jericho?
Not me.
No.
No.
This is the send-off.
Have a broom.
Lawl Orton wins.
And not just that.
The punt kick returns.
Yep.
Oh!
Is that your wild card?
Nope.
Okay.
No, I got to see Orton literally punt Jericho off of Raw. Fucker. they made up for it later in the night. I got to watch Edge kill the laptop.
Edge, you are looking at me with the crazy eyes. Alright, now to the first of several title matches that'll be sprinkled throughout the card. The Usos versus the Dust. 2 points. Who wins and who stares at the... Okay, that hurts pretty lights. I can't do it tonight.
Okay.
Nice one, Chris.
There you go.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
The final components of the Cosmic Key have been acquired. And the Usos have momentum. Which one of them's hurt?
Yes. The correct answer is yes. Both are hurt now.
Okay. Stardust pins Jay.
I'll happen to... It's time for the heel, for Goldust and Stardust to be full-on heel champions. Stardust will pin Jimmy, just to be a little different. But the Dust, we will have new champions there.
Okay.
Chris?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the consensus here so far. I'll just flip a coin here because one Usa is the same as the other. Which one's the one that has the leg injury?
They both have leg injuries. That's why
okay,
I just picked it out of the hat.
I've because I've been busy. So, Jay.
Okay.
Okay, Carl?
I agree. Put me down for Stardust over Jay.
Okay.
Shane?
I'm gonna agree and say Stardust and Goldust for the win. Although I'm going to say Goldust gets the pin here on Jay.
All right, and now for the broom. Here's me breaking it out, and here's me sweeping away any chances the Usos win. I'm sorry, but it has to be time. It's been time for a while, and to be honest with you, yeah, I can't see it going any other way. The Dust win, and Little Jimmy gets pinned.
Little Jimmy?
Little Jimmy, what's up?
Oh, if I hadn't already played my wild card, never mind. If the B belts are being defended, so I can't do this anything with the stunt doubles. Next.
Yep. Now to the only other match without a title, but a ton of American implications right on this. Rusev, the hero of the Russian Federation with Lana. Lana. Danger Zone. Versus two-time former Olympian Mark Henry. Who wins?
I don't know, Statboy. Who wins?
Man, this is actually going to be tough. But I'm going to say, probably to the surprise of maybe one or two of you, Rusev. Smash. Rusev. Clash.
It surprises absolutely no one to me. Henry has had the momentum. Henry has done a very, very, very good job of being the American hero here. But it's going to be crushed by the Russian. He's had way too much momentum going in. World's Strongest slamming him a few times over the last couple of weeks. It's Rusev.
Shane, do you agree?
Yeah, we're going to say Rusev win here. And at Hell in a Cell, we're going to see Rusev versus Mr. America. No, I'm just kidding.
No. Absolutely not. Don't give them ideas.
No, but yeah, Rusev for the win.
Chris?
Please rise for the play of the Soviet national anthem. Rusev is going to win. And Mr. Volkov, you can start singing now.
And the robots will come after you shortly, Chris.
Dalek. Anyway, Carl?
Yeah!
It won't surprise me either. Rusev smosh.
Mark Henry is not going to win this match because momentum. Rusev Machka.
Okay. And now to the first of four, or the four remaining championship matches defended at Night of Champions. Utter shock. The Divas Triple Threat title match. Paige, AJ Lee, and whichever Bella Skank they threw in there just for shiggles.
Nikki.
So in other words,
oh, the one that's got knockers. Okay. 2 points. Who wins and who stares at those pretty, pretty lights?
I don't even want to say this, but the way this is being written, this is what's going to happen. This is what I've got in my head. AJ and Paige are so infatuated with each other, they're going to completely forget about Nikki. Nikki pins AJ, and the internet explodes.
Nikki?
Yeah?
You're half right. You're absolutely right that Nikki Bella is going to more or less become the Divas champion because ratings on Total Divas. But I don't think AJ is going to get pinned. I think Paige will.
All right, Jason, what do you think?
Josh is exactly right. Nikki Bella, the only way for this to make sense and also to get Nikki and Brie to have the one-on-one match mean something is to have Nikki Bella have the belt after Night of Champions. Nikki wins, pinning Paige.
Okay.
Shane?
Sorry, I'm just putting Danny and Jason Block.
Sorry!
Dude, I don't, you know, I didn't say it to spare your wrath. I just said it because They're doing this to get back at AJ's husband.
All right, fuck you.
So that's how it should happen.
I'm gonna say, well, I'm obviously gonna go with Paige here and say she'll retain. I'm gonna say Nikki's gonna get rampaged after a distraction from Brie Bella, because they're gonna continue this whole Brie Bella and Nikki Bella thing.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. I'm okay with that, Chris.
You're right. It's not a bad idea because I had the same kind of idea. I think AJ's gonna take the fall. I think Paige is gonna retain. They're gonna move that story separate because Brie is going to distract Nikki, cost her the title as revenge for Nikki costing her the match against Stephanie.
Fair enough, Carl.
Y'all are half right, but I'm going a completely different route. The distraction with Brie and Nikki will happen, but she gets rolled up by AJ, and AJ wins the belt.
Ooh, you call Wahoo going the other way.
And Paige will cry foul because she never got pinned, etc., etc.
Actually, you know what? I like that better. Switch that to mine, too.
I'm not changing mine. I'm not changing mine because A, total divas, B, Nikki's got the authority on her side, and C, the tensions between AJ and Paige do not require the belt.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad they're the better wrestlers. Anyway.
Understatement.
AJ and Paige's tension just requires the number 34.
No. Bad.
You don't want to know what number that I'm thinking of.
Well, that would be in
the closer queue. It's a number that fits in with 34, and no. You be quiet, too, and go on to the next match.
Bill and Ted, people. Bill and Ted. You know what I mean. Mm-hmm. All right, to the Intercontinental Championship match. We've got Dolph Ziggler, possibly with stunt double, versus The Miz, definitely with stunt double. Who wins?
Ooh. The fans, because this is an awesome storyline, pun fully intended.
Mm-hmm.
You really like this storyline?
They had me last week.
Oh,
during
yeah.
the match.
They had me with our Ziggler. Come on now.
When Ziggler and our Ziggler do twin magic, the ref had his back turned, and he turns around and doesn't think anything of it.
Was that Drake Younger then?
No, it wasn't Drake. Drake would remember that. And, oh, by the way, there's a picture out there. I'm sad to say that there's actually a picture that exists of Drake Younger not smiling.
Ah! Is that the one where he's holding up the Divas title?
Yeah.
And the NXT Women's title, not the Divas title. So.
Well, he's holding up the NXT Women's title, and he looks so serious. And I'm like, Drake, did somebody steal your Ribera jacket?
Probably.
Anyway, this match is going to be full of shenanigans, which is going to be great. I'm sorry, I did not realize how close in body type Ziggler and R-Truth are.
Hmm.
And the announcers are having way too much fun with it.
As they should.
As to picking the winner, the winners are going to be the fans, because this is just going to be a hilarious match.
Mm-hmm.
Come back to me. Jason.
Okay. I am not enamored of this storyline at all. As a matter of fact, I don't really care, to be honest. I think this is one of the most... both of the B-Belt storylines to me are yawn-inducing. That being said, Ziggler's going to retain in a very, very, very good match.
Shano.
Your winner and new WWE Intercontinental Champion, Ziggler. No, I'm just joking. calm down. I'll say Dolph Ziggler for retaining there.
Shane, that was not me calming down. That was me trying to almost do a spit take.
Chris?
I'm thinking here.
Be careful.
You know, if I didn't have a wild card already, I would say that they send Miz sends Sandow in to cover for him. Sandow gets pinned and Ziggler retains, but that's not my wild card. Just an idle thought. I am just going to say, I think, going by momentum rule and everything, I think, like I said, I haven't seen the shows this week. I've been kind of busy. I'm going to say that Miz gets the belt back because I think he works better as the douchey champion.
Carl?
Ziggler retains,
All right, mind if I?
Go ahead.
I'm going with Ziggler retains, and Miz finally does the right thing, fires Damian Mizdow, and It Ain't Easy Being Breezy will debut this coming week. Not my wild card, though, mind you.
Ooh, are you Tyler Breeze as his assistant?
Yeah.
Now, if I hadn't already played my wild card, I would be willing to throw a huge monkey wrench out there and say that Mizdow pins Ziggler, Miz takes the belt, and then Triple H calls him out on it, and Sandow gets to be Intercontinental Champion.
Oh, if only that could happen.
Yeah.
Which I think would be hysterical.
And probably auto-win inducing.
But I'm not going to change my wild card. No, screw it. Dump my wild card, Stat Boy. I'm going to play this.
Gotcha!
I want this to happen. Damian Sandow's been through enough shit that he needs this title. Miz don't need it. Ziggler deserves better. And R-Truth, I love you, man. And I'd love the storyline to go on, but make this happen.
And would this be an auto win then?
Will people give me an auto win for this?
What is the actual?
Here's the deal. Miz Miz gets Ziggler down. And for some reason, he can't go. It might be a double down where Miz is going to have trouble getting over there to pin Ziggler in time. Sandow pins Ziggler.
Mm-hmm.
Miz picks up the Intercontinental title saying he won. Triple H comes out and says, "You didn't pin him, he pinned him." Damian Mizdow, a.k.a. Damian Sandow, has just tricked Miz out of the Intercontinental title.
You know what? That is an auto win to me. Yeah. I'm down with that. I'm down with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to see that. Please. 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 Please.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I lose, I'll agree that's an auto win if that happens.
Yeah.
And if it happens, you already know what's going to happen over here. Anyway.
Yes. Silence!
Silence!
I kill you!
No. It is now time for me to explain my illustrious plan to finally regain the gold. Ah! God, I can see this. Oh. Damn. Damn it!
I really want this to happen, if just for the fact that hopefully that'll bring back Sandow's old robe, because that would look good with the IC title.
Yes, mm-hmm. It would. That's a beautiful image in my mind. And I don't care if this cost me the Fizzleweight title. It's worth a shot at an auto win. I haven't done this in a while. Next!
Yeah. To the United States title match, and probably what'll be the real yawn inducer. I'm sorry, yes, they can go, but the story's been kind of Sheamus versus Cesaro. Who wins?
Well, I'm gonna call you out on that one, Josh. I'm gonna say this is gonna be match of the night.
No, I'm not saying that, you dingbat. What I'm saying is the story's been meh. I know these guys can go.
Did he just call me? Okay, hang on. Josh Henninger? Sure. I'm gonna say your winner and new United States champion, Antonio Cesaro.
This Antonio guy.
Stat Boy care to rebut?
Yes, you dingbat.
Strike three, bad news in Josh Hager's future.
Trust me, at the end of this, you're going to be feeling bad. But right now, Sheamus wins. I'm sorry, but they don't have trust in Cesaro, which sucks.
I agree with Stat Boy that this is going to be a very, very stiff match. Just as good, just as stiff of a match as Sheamus and Barrett. Sheamus is going to retain, but all this is going to leave a mark, or two, or three, or four.
Namely, on Sheamus's pasty white body.
Exactly, Jason.
I believe that we're going to have the United States Championship change. And I think Cesaro's going to win this. I really do.
Okay. Carl?
I'm tempted to go that way, but I'm going to stay with Sheamus retaining.
And Chris?
I'm going to say Cesaro, and I think it's because they got a UK tour coming up. They might want to have him as a champion.
Okay, Step Boy.
All right, oh dear God, this is going to be interesting. Main event of the evening. Brock Lesnar, your uncle's client, versus Mr. I Will Never Say Die, John Cena. WWE World Heavyweight Championship in the balance. Who wins?
Me first, please.
Okay.
Okay. I'm saying this right now. I'm going to have my wild card in this match, finally. Brock Lesnar is walking out as the champion. Wild card? Now, I'm not going to say Cena's going to give up during it, but Brock Lesnar will win with a submission move.
Mm-hmm. And my dear sir, you rat bastard, you stole my thunder! Because I am betting you apples to oranges that Lesnar won't just win, but Cena is going to wind up tapping out, and hopefully tapping out of the company for a short while, so we can actually get to, you know, tending his injuries. Because the man going on and on for years on end with very little break has pretty much put him to the breaking point. Kind of like, say, a certain older gentleman who's a little, in his early 40s, looks 60 and should not be wrestling anymore. Hi, Kurt. How you doing? But yes, you're right. Lesnar's winning. Cena's going to get submitted. It's as simple as that. Next. What?
I knew that was coming.
Sorry, I had to play it. I'm going to say Brock.
Mainly because you don't want your uncle's wrath.
Number one. Number two. If this will get Cena off my television as the freaking underdog.
But the odds.
Never tell me the odds.
Okay.
And John Cena, seriously, man, I respect you. I know you want to be there for everybody. I know there's so much you still want to do, but man, nobody wants to see Superman in a wheelchair again. Carl?
But the thing is, do they really want their ratings to be that down that low with no full-time champion? I don't know.
Remember, they did rework Lesnar's contract to be, you can show up whenever.
Give me Lesnar to retain for now. We'll see where we go from here.
Okay.
Jason?
You put it to you this way. If Cena wins a month after the worst beating of his life in his wrestling career, then there's no heat on Lesnar ever again. Lesnar has to retain here. And Lesnar has to be dominant again. Just like that, he's going to get another beating. Lesnar wins.
And Shane?
I'm going with a Survivor Series 2003 here thing of Paul Heyman screws Brock Lesnar, and we see John Cena become a Paul Heyman guy. No, I'm kidding.
You all better be kidding, because I will watch through that.
All you number threes, calm the hell down. I just wanted to see people's reaction. What the fuck? No.
If that actually happens, Nikki is going to change her last name, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. But all seriousness, I do agree with Chris and Josh. However, I'm going to say that Brock Lesnar wins the match. Not by pinfall. Not by submission, but by the match purely being stopped because Cena got the shit kicked out of him so badly he can't stand anymore.
And he'll keep resisting and he'll keep protesting, but the ref's going to throw it out. So.
Oh, God. Cena gets knocked up out? Oh, dear. Okay.
It's one of those where he's beat up so bad go ahead.
That is my wild card.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
That this match will be stopped. That this match will be stopped by TKO. Like freaking done.
All right. By the way, Carl, you still have your wild card in play.
I got till Sunday, right?
You have until Sunday, 7:30 p.m. As does anybody who's listening to this, provided. Things and stuff.
I'll get back to you on the wild card.
Carl, go for the easy wild card, man. Just say there's going to be some HLA in the triple threat match. Just go for an easy.
I'll give you another easy one. Backstage segment with Slater Gator and the Bunny.
Oh God,
that would be interesting.
Well, you got to understand that the bunny costume changed because the current wearer needed to make it look more generic.
Or go
for an even more entertaining one. Go for the fact that the bunny comes out and signals he wants the Intercontinental title.
Nope, I'm not that crazy.
Yeah, all right.
Then you find out it's Darren Young. Then it wouldn't be so crazy.
Well, no, I see that. See, when it's revealed, it's Darren Young, but right now it's Sami Zayn, and occasionally it's Justin Gabriel.
And now I believe that is everything. If anyone out there wants to, you know, pick with this, we will have the picks, you know, available to you guys until Sunday night, 7:30 p.m., provided you want to.
That's the other thing. The show's starting even earlier because they're going to do a thing with Christian and Jericho.
That's actually taking place in place of the pre-show, so yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
It's called budget cutting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called, this is the safest way we can get Christian on TV, because we know people still want to see him.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because he's starting to break down, unfortunately.
Let's not kid ourselves. He's been like that since his return back in, 2009?
Yeah.
All right. I think it's time to wrap a bow on this sucker.
So, yes, but before we go, Omuckamuck.
Hi.
Promote.
I defer to Jason first because something got put up about an hour before we began tonight. It's pretty important.
Yes, it is. WLTR Live, I visited at the Millennium Broadway Hotel. with the latest winner of $1 million on Wheel of Fortune. Her name is Sarah Manchester. She is a math teacher out of Silver Spring, Maryland, and I have a 20-minute interview with her talking about her teaching career, how she played the game, and what she's going to do with the money. And there's also a pretty entertaining story about how her 8-year-old son almost spilled the beans, and it's pretty cool. And it's very good stuff. So, good stuff.
And then I have. I'm sorry.
We're also going to hopefully record an episode of Pixel Nation this week. Red State, Blue State was recorded last night. We followed the Scottish independence vote, and they said, "Nay, we do not want to go. We don't want to go away from the United Kingdom." We were in about a 55-45 split, I believe it was. And we talked about that. We talked about a couple of other things that went around. And like I said, we're going to record another episode of Pixel Nation. And we are in pennant chase mode for Touch 'Em All. We're going to be recording an episode in about a day or two. Okay? And that's that. So, Carl, what about football?
Yeah, we recorded the other night. Josh was around for the BS Big Show, this Adrian Pearson situation. I have a feeling this upcoming week we are going to be talking about maybe making a third call to the commissioner's office.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, this is not good, folks.
Can I call him? Can I call him? Can I call him?
We'll talk off air.
Okay.
But, yeah, it should be on the site by the time this is up, and that's that. And also, they were turning down the tubes, hopefully in a week or so. All right, Josh, you had something big to promote.
Not exactly promote. This is something that rocked my world 2 weeks ago last Saturday, and the reverberations are still rocking me somewhat today. I haven't really talked about this too much in public or on Facebook or anything, but on September 6th, about early in the morning, one of my friends, Paul Andrew Malachi, passed away at the age of 31.
Holy shit.
Yeah, due to complications from morbid obesity. He used to be my co-worker and one of the many co-hosts of Capture Suplex Radio in its various iterations from 2006 until the very last one in 2012. He was also working on a internet radio station that unfortunately never fully got off the ground. Yes. So yeah, he was pretty much bright, had a great deal of charm about him, and he was always wanting to make me laugh, and as well as all of our friends. And to be honest, the world is a quieter place now that we have lost him. So yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Yeah. Sorry to let the air out on this thing, but that's the reason why.
No. Oh, no, no. Understandable. Mm-hmm. Shane, you usually don't have anything to promote, but I'm going to ask anyway.
Oh, no, I don't have anything to promote except for, you know, if you guys like drama and shit, you know where to go. Go watch Total Divas. Help! Come on now.
Hey, we should all sing the 999 song then, please.
Oh, God. Oh, hell no. I think Triple H and that would do that enough on Raw and SmackDown. $9.99.
You couldn't get me to do that wasted.
That sounds like a challenge.
Oh, God.
I'd have to think about it. Chris, I know you have something to promote.
Yes, well, I still haven't gotten my site updated. I'm planning on doing it at the beginning of October, but I have updated my other site, which is something you and I have been doing recently.
Correct.
Yes, at tindeck.com/users/cmwaters, I have gotten, while we were doing the show, the next two episodes after the first one of Paper Review, where we look at Starcade 1984. Woo! And And then we also look at the first WrestleMania. And
we're on Starrcade, damn it.
We're going to do 85 soon.
Yeah, probably either tomorrow after I get back from work. Well, we're recording Friday. But tomorrow after I get back from work or Sunday before I go to work, you, Nikki, and I'll be doing Starrcade 85. And by then, I should also have the first three episodes of Saturday Night's Main Event, which we did. And as well as the Wrestling Classic, which Nikki and I agree that it's not as bad as some places have made it seem to be. So that's tindeck.com/users/CMWaters. And another quick plug here. Anybody who's getting the Smash Brothers 3DS, my friend code is 4613-8638-6097. That's 4613-8638-6097. My email to get me the number in exchange is the thextremeonex@hotmail.com. That's the extreme1x@hotmail.com.
Jesus Calisto, man.
And
I admit, you're probably going to be preaching to the choir, but yeah.
I don't have anything really to promote because I'm right here. And Chris did me the favor of already promoting Paper Review. So I'm just going to be silly and let everybody know that, yes, I am playing Supercard under my own name. I currently am standing at 588 and 99.
I should be facing you at this point then. I'm at the same record roughly.
With my fine team of John Cena, Edge, Dolph Ziggler, Mark Henry, and Paige.
You can find her at Bounce Checks.
Rare Special Edition Pro Paige. Thank you very much.
Properly fully trained, or did you combine them immediately?
I partialed.
So that means I can actually beat you. Thanks.
No, I'm not worried about it. I don't have the patience. I admit I don't have the patience. And the new mode, I'm sorry, does not do anything for me. The People's Championship Challenge is...
Is it poopy?
It's poopy. So, four... Carl Schneer for Jason Block, for Statboy Josh Henniger, for Chris Waters, for the... Where'd Bayman go?
He had to go to bed early.
He had to stay.
He went back to Koala Land.
He went back to his fried out combi on a hippie trail head full of zombie.
Jesus.
he returned to his side of the planet, I understand. For the rest of these doofuses, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Enjoy Night of Champions. Really, try to enjoy Night of Champions. And watch more Slam City. Good night, all.
On NXT.
NXT. NXT.
NXT.